Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer, and this week we're celebrating Poetry Month and hearing from local poets. Poetry is definitely alive and well in Northumberland. Groups have met at various places around the county to read and share poetry, like at I Am Coffee in Campbellford, and Port Hope ran a six-month poetry reading series called Poetry's Own at the Great Farini. In 2000, a group of people started meeting each month in the library to talk about poetry with Eric Winter, Coburg's then poet laureate. After a couple of years, the group inaugurated a series of public poetry readings. Over time, the readings settled on the third Thursday of the month at Meet at 66 King, usually with two members and one outside poet reading between musical interludes. The poetry meetings, now known as the Coburg Poetry Workshop, have now become fixed on the fourth Tuesday of the month at the Cat and the Fiddle, where members and those interested in becoming members continue to read and discuss their original poetry and provide support and inspiration for writing it. Here are two poems by members of that group, Wally Keeler and Jessica Outram. Wally Keeler has performed poetry across Canada, Europe, and in New York City. His most recent poetry collection is called Coburg is My Poem Town. Wally is a multimedia poet utilizing photography, film, video, and computer data processing technology to create and document poetic events. Wally has been published in many of Canada's top literary art zines.
Yeah, this is a fun one. This is a nice one. It's called Stoned in Coburg, again. 2008, I occupied space on Pizza Palace patio across from Coburg District Collegiate Institute West, where, in 1966, I occupied space in grade 12 history class, chin cupped in hand like a soft-boiled egg, and nothing on the blackboard worth deflecting my interest from the housefly frantic for escape out the window. She sneaked up on me. The teacher, I mean. Ambushed my preoccupation.
Well, Wally, it seems you're not with us. Are you stoned on something?
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm not on drugs. I'm on poetry. So, against the advice of guidance counselors, I failed to graduate, preferring the business of trafficking in poetry. Fool time. Permanent.
Jessica Outram is an educational administrator, presently the principal of Colborne Public School, a poet, essayist, blogger, and playwright. As a singer and actor, she's well known in Coburg and Port Hope.
Lois is my pseudonym. Her verses rhymed sometimes, blue pen in a Jedi journal, glimmering by her nightlight. Dancing words glided eternal. At 10 she glowed inspired. Lois learned to write joy and pain, and she felt so alive as sun words warmed her coldest rain. But she forgot her pen when she grew up and joined the grind. She sunk in life's wild stream, sewing a cloudy robot mind. She did not write at all. Cobwebs wheezed on her shelves of books, raw cinders dirtied time, word pillars vanished with stray looks. Life was gray and lonely, filled with stainless steel and headlines. Wordless woman of tin, trapped, mad in a cramped ant-like shrine, choked and bored from life's straight line, she ached and prayed for some new sign. Lois built a tower to climb in search of her words lost, to seek inspiration and remember the self she crossed. Blue pen and blonde pages, once tossed from windows of regret, she promised her art and chanted strong, I will not forget. I claim my words today, write verses on my hands and feet. Beloved strings of letters will carve songs in your dull concrete.
During Poetry Month, poets and lovers of poetry encourage activities to celebrate poetry. For instance, last year in Coburg, the group called Poetry in Coburg Spaces, or PICS, when convener James Pickersill worked with Ted Amsden, Coburg's poet laureate, to create a poetry event on Earth Day. The public, plus local schools, were invited to submit to a poetry contest. The poems had to be on topics directly related to Earth Day, like the environment, our planet, ecology, nature, organic farming, evolving human awareness of our living organisms, climate change, greenhouse effect, and pollution. The poems had to be 24 lines or less, and the winners got to read their poems at ceremonies at Coburg's Ecology Garden on Earth Day at dawn. Another unique poetry event happened last fall. A group of poets equipped with vintage typewriters brought people's stories to life through poetry in a unique public art installation. The event debuted at the Shelter Valley Folk Festival on Labor Day weekend and was hugely popular. Five Greenwood poets talked with people and created poetry nonstop for over 3 hours. The pop-up art form called Short Order Poetry provided a perfect medium to honor people's lived experiences and connect them through their stories. Beginning with the question, what brought you here to this moment? The poet and the person talked for 15 minutes. Before leaving the poet to capture the essence of the conversation, pecked out on a typewriter in public view. The poem was identified with a number for anonymity and hung on a clothesline, both as a public art installation and as a personal gift for the person to take away at the end of the day. So to end our poets and poetry tribute today, our last set will be a mix of poems from two more local poets, and one each again from Felicity and myself. First up is Janet Richards. Janet Richards is a presenter, reporter, photographer, and poet. Her poetry collection, Glass Skin, was published by Hidden Brook Press. She will read the poem, Horses.
Horses. I accelerate around a corner. Tires pirouette on pavement, and I am met by horses, pulling a plain buggy. An Amish family, father at the reins, mother with a young girl on her lap. The revolution of wheels powered by strong flanks. Down the road, two girls in matching dresses and bonnets walk barefoot on the shoulder, perhaps home from the farm gate garden. I wonder if I should take note of their simple lifestyle, shun technology, take my foot off the accelerator.
Next, Gil McElroy reads his poem, Meteor Showers. Gil grew up on an Air Force bases in Canada and the United States. His poems and other works have been published in countless periodicals throughout North America, and he has several published collections of poetry, the most recent of which is titled Ordinary Lives. He lives in Colburn.
I did a poem sequence called Meteor Showers, a descriptive catalog, which is actually the title of another book about meteor showers. And there are meteor showers that occur throughout the year, and I picked one for each month. So the sequence is 12 poems in length. The poems are each in two parts. So there's a poem, and then there's a kind of commentary on the poem at the bottom. And this is a technique I do a lot. Lyrids, April 16th to April 25th. No instruments, these eyes of mine. They are, indeed, 19th century facts at very best, and the starry dimness of a familiar one, or the brilliance of the strange, is all become but an airy disk of sighs. The detection of sources and the scintillation, all this business of air, we must visit over it. From the small window on the stairs quite near the top, I could see eastward between houses and the rising stars. One night I set the tiny, precise machine of a borrowed telescope inside the window casing, and for hours watched Jupiter rise beyond the close and cluttered horizon, watched it scintillate in the rising heat of nearby rooftops, and prayed the neighbors wouldn't see the obvious glint of a lens aimed more or less straight into their bathroom window.
And finally, two poems from your hosts today. First, Felicity will read At My Mother's House, and then I will finish off with my poem, Rain.
At My Mother's House. In between visiting and coming home, light slices plains into peaceful patterns. Night sinks silent as morning hums. A milkman's cart rises with the day. Footsteps, clinking glass, damp bushes, rustle, snap. A quiet green smell slips in through open windows. In mossy corner next the step, bottles hold their ground, foil tops glistening. A sudden clatter, beating wings, sparrows, robins, blue tits, drum a grand advance. Foil tears and creams laid bare. A handful of crumbs fans from an open door. Birds regroup, touch down. Crumbs less contentious than cream can't be ignored.
Thanks, Felicity. And now I'll read my poem, Rain. My life is rain, necessary it would seem to your life, to sustain you, help you grow, succor your thirst. But when you've had your fill and another sun bursts through, you will not yearn for rain. Rain is not wanted at parties or evening walks or weddings, not invited along on camping trips or days at the beach. No one throws a ball or swings a bat when rain appears. Rain may only watch at windows as you gather at the fire, draw someone close beneath the covers.
Many thanks, listeners, for joining us today. We've been listening to local poets in honor of April being Poetry Month. In the second segment, we heard from Wally Keeler, Jessica Outram, Janet Richards, Gil McElroy, me, Felicity Sidnell Reed, and my co-host, Gwyn Sheltimer. We hope you enjoyed our poetry tribute. To connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs to our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. We love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our programs. Thanks for tuning into the show. We hope you'll join us for another program next week, right here on Northumberland 89.7, Truly Local Radio.